Who's dirt?
Who?
Who's got a vehicle going in the background?
Huh?
Someone's got a vehicle going in the background. I can feel it. Could you feel this?
Crazy.
There's a car or something in the neighbor's yard.
In the yard?
Doing something.
You know, you already swore, so I have to edit that out. You.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 91st episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for December 2018. In this episode, we look at the Wave 2 of Star Saga. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to the episode.
Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast, episode 91. Hey, Jack.
Yes, Rob.
It's Christmas time!
Feliz Navidad.
I don't understand your weird language.
Oh, I just made it up.
Harpy crisp bread.
Oh.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
So we're just going to sing this song. There's no news. There's nothing to talk about. So this is going to be just us rambling for about an hour. How's that sound?
It sounds wonderful. A Christmas delight. Sugar plums and fairies and sashes being drawn aside.
Let's just do the history of Christmas in the Dead Zone universe.
Oh, there needs to be a Krampus, a Christmas Krampus.
A real one or a?
Oh, there is a real one.
No, I mean in Dead Zone.
Oh, December 5th. You know, you're gonna get your legs switched. Actually, you probably don't know. You're not one of us.
Do you follow like the Icelandic spoon liquor and all those ones?
No, I'm not one of the boys. What's her name? Either way, yeah, not door sniffer, not. Yeah.
So there's a Krampus in Dead Zone now. So just like in real life, and he switches your legs on December 5th. It seems. I don't know what he's talking about either.
No.
I believe in the Wild Hunt.
You believe in the Wild Hunt, do you?
That's my Christmas tradition. Her and the Hunter comes out and takes all the bad little children.
Oh.
And gives the good children presents of venison.
Oh. Well, we all have our own traditions and we shan't be pointing fingers or deriding other people's traditions. I for one, am dressed as Sveti Pete right now, and I think that's totally acceptable.
Don't look that up. You might be on some list. But anyways, yes, holidays. So there's no news. There's the only news we could say, I guess, is there's a holiday Hellboy out for pre-order that's going to be released in February or something. Right in time for the holidays. Next holidays, I guess. But you can unpaint it up for next holidays. How's that?
And what is this? He was a Santa Claus?
Yeah, it's Hellboy dressed as Santa Claus. All resin exclusive. Only available to purchase until the 31st of December. So get on it if you're listening to this on the Christmas. That would be Christmas Eve. I think this is coming out.
Ooh, Christmas Eve.
So there's that. But I think if you were interested in that, you ought to purchase it. It's a little pricey, but it is a collectible miniature. It's not a it will have rules for the game, but it's mostly a collectible miniature you want to buy. If you're really that into to Hellboy.
Right. It's one of those things. It's going to be nice to paint, nice to have, nice to... But
yeah. Other than that, we do have an unboxing, because it is Star Saga year. Everybody and their brother's doing an unboxing. You can go to Dreadpath Zone. He did an unboxing of every different package. And FamilyGamer777 has just started their unboxing videos. As the time of recording, I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
Andrew's very excited about the character creation. And he's going to make Family Gamers all his family gamers guys into heroes, and we demand our villain status as it should be.
Yes,
as the antithesis to family gamers.
That is correct.
So we look forward to that, seeing Andrew do that. Other than that, yeah, I guess we can talk about the Star Saga. You want to talk about Star Saga?
A wee little bit. We're not going to do a full unboxing. We already pulled all the...
Yeah, we won't do Crinkle Crinkle this time.
It will not be Crinkle Crinkle, because that box was opened up 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and we've already delved in there, divvied up the spoils of war, and have moved on. We can do a slight recap, but I think our two pals have done far more...
Well, we can discuss what the miniatures look like and
stuff. Oh yeah, but I'm talking about an in-depth reveal with the...
This isn't an unboxing, it's a more review of what we got.
Yes.
It's not a true, like, oh my god, look at this. So we did get pretty much everything for Star Saga, so it's a nice group of packages. The very first thing we got is Retake the Black Star Station box set. All of these came in, like, thinner boxes. They're not going to be the retail ones because they wouldn't be able to fit all the miniatures in them.
Right.
The miniatures came separate, baggied. So, yeah, the Retake Black Star Station is is that the Veerman one? Black Star Station? I think so. And there's Terror of the Deep, obviously, is the Nameless. We got the Beyond Eris mission book, which expands on the book from Wave 1. Devil's Betrayal, which you fight the Rebs. Fear and Darkness expansion is the Kickstarter exclusive, and as the Family Gamer said, it's not much. It's like one set of tiles, like a new tiles, and stuff for the Goliath, which if you already bought the Goliath, you already had that, and some other things, not much in there. Character creation and mission book, which is the main big thing. And then we did buy extra Nameless, Jack, because you didn't have enough Nameless.
Yeah. I don't remember even ever being consulted on how much Nameless you were going to purchase.
That's not true. What happened was we wanted extra Nameless from the Kickstarter. And you said, yeah, we'll get two, one each. And then we found out later that a lot of the things from the actual Nameless faction aren't going to be in the Kickstarter, so we bought the starter box, too.
Yeah.
So we ended up with a lot of Nameless. So it came in the purple plastic in the starter set, too? Was it the same? I don't remember. I think it was. Or at least some of it was, and then some of it was in gray, I think, wasn't it? The ones that weren't from Star Saga.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head either. Purple or red plastic.
But you're the only one who's actually touched these Nameless in any meaningful way. What do you think about them?
I think they better keep their mouths shut. Oh.
Not in that way.
Not in that way. Yeah, I've primed them up. They're ready to go. This is the season, for the holiday season. There's no snow on the ground. Thanks to global warming, it's still green.
It's wonderful. It's, where we live is going to be the new Mediterranean. It's going to be amazing.
I mean, it's sloppy and wet and gross. I hate it. I just get some snow on the ground.
Right now. But wait till it's 70 all year round. Then you won't be complaining.
I'll be dead.
Maybe.
Oh.
What do you think about these miniatures, as game pieces, and real miniatures?
As game pieces, they are a delight, because they come on a base that fits the game. They come with just enough detail and just enough, they stand out, they've got some punch. And then to paint them, you know what, I've seen far, far, far worse in miniatures meant for painting than I do in these game pieces, so I'm not going to complain there either. I know there was a bit of a kerfuffle over some of the models, that they were flat, that they were...
Yeah, we'll get to those ones later, but those weren't the Nameless ones.
But the Nameless ones, I don't find that at all.
Yeah, and they're all one piece. They come one piece in the box, which, Jack, have you ripped any apart yet? You will eventually, I assume.
No, I have not.
That is your thing, though. You will be starting ripping limbs off and moving them around. And
Once I start seeing how many are in the same pose, and I'm starting to go like, okay, that looks a little too assembly line, then yes. Now, we had some from the GCPDS that were missing arms at one point.
Yeah, we got replacements. That was from Wave 1, yeah.
From Wave 1, but we didn't have anything like that.
I haven't noticed anything in Wave 2 that we're missing.
Nope.
We also got the Mega Bundle, what came with the Terra Deep characters, Devil's Betrayal characters, Retake the Black Star Station characters, 3-pack of Yerma minions, 3-pack of Rep minions. I like all these new mercs. I think they all have a lot of character and interesting poses, a lot more dynamic poses. We got the big armored guy he's a Grogan, isn't he? The one with the missile launches on his shoulders? He's got 3 fingers.
Yes. He's built like a Grogan. If it's not, then I'd be surprised.
It's some other 3-fingered race, but it's not an orc, because the orc is the other one.
He might look, to me, without having them to compare, I think he looked a little squatter than the Grogans that you get from the Rebs.
You think so?
Just a little bit.
He looks pretty beefy, though, with the armor on, though.
Yeah, like squatter. But if you were to pin me down and say which race is it, I would say Grogan.
What about the big monkey guy that looks like Dr. Zaius?
Well, how can you go wrong? You said big monkey guy. You didn't even need to...
We got a couple of big monkey guys, I think, in this, didn't we?
You put the cherry on the top by saying Dr. Zaius.
He's got brass knuckles, and he looks like he's ready to punch someone.
I love my chimpanzee all the way to chimpanzee.
Ah! And then we got some other characters. I think that's... is that Nastanza? And the human guy. I think that's Nastanza in the front there.
Human guy.
The human guy he's got like a belt-fed gun.
Yeah, like it's a grenade launcher of some sort.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's the Veerman. This is a little bit of the controversy from this wave, if you haven't heard.
You were cluing me in a little bit on that. I had not heard anything that perhaps the stats were a little on the creepy side.
No, not the stats. It's the fact that they were supposed to be 3 of 1, or 1 or 2 of 1 and 1 of the other.
Oh, yeah, not Dead Zone controversy. We're talking model controversy.
Yeah, that's top secret, not to be mentioned controversy.
They had to ship us some extra arms.
Yes, there was one of the type of Veerman have, I think it's the one with the sword and the pistol. He has, there's also like a hand-to-hand version of him. And we got, or maybe it's the one with the two-handed guns. Anyways, one of them. It's you have to rip off his arms and put the other arms on if you want the right Veerman.
To match the cards that came with the set.
It's supposed to be 2 of 1 and 1 of the other. I just don't know which is which.
Okay.
But it's pretty simple. You have to rip off arms. We're used to ripping things off. But I can understand if you're not a modeler and you're buying this game as a board game, that's a little bit weird.
It does sound like one of those things that modelers are accustomed to dealing with. That other people would say, well, where's the quality control? What's the, how does that happen? This is outrageous. But I think if you're in a outside of the board game and in a hobby situation, that's kind of like non-issue.
I do love the idea of getting new poses for all the Veerman. And as Jack alluded to, they will be getting their own stats in Dead Zone. The new Nightmare pose, he's kind of cool, lunging forward. Nightmare or Night Terror? I can never remember which one's which. Night Terror.
The Nightmare has the weapons. Terror is the one that's kind of on all fours, a little bit more primal looking.
He's sort of like that, because he doesn't have the weapons, like the scythes or the gun on top, but he looks like that guy, right?
Yes. But that's the glory of these Veerman. If for those of you who have not got to hold one in their hands, they are a whole different breed than the ones you're accustomed to. They're, instead of having the mining subterranean aesthetic, they've got a whole other techno
electrical kind of.
They're
called like shockers, and I can't remember what the other ones. There's fuse and all these
volts, and the leader's name is Ohm's Law. There's a whole
gigahertz.
We
may be making that last bit up. But so, yeah, the Veerman, I like the look of them. It is annoying that they, not annoying, but it's just weird that they have to switch out some arms, which I'm fine with. And it's a lot of modeling possibilities there. We got quite a bit of them, too. There was quite a few in here. I think we got 3 packages full of each of them, so 3 of each set.
So when the Veerman centipede hybrid gets onto the board, no one could be surprised.
Yep, that's right. And then there's some more heroes. We get the, Adasora, the sumo guy. With a big gun.
Yeah, the Matsudan.
Matsudan, that's what they are. And the Asterion with the bird on her shoulder, his shoulder, I think it's a him. And then we got some of the
Blight and Terror.
Blight and Terror. Terror's the one that nobody seems to like, right? There's a Blight that nobody seems to like. The one that's the
squiggly headed with the scythes on yeah. the arms.
That's a lot of people don't like that model, and he is kind of strange, but he's fine. But
I've yet to see like some of the models that we see even right away. The showboat models get painted, and you get to see oh okay, and then you get after that first wave, then people are making strike teams, so then you start seeing the inkers and stuff. I don't know if I've ever seen a model of even one of those painted. Never
what
mind.
What is his name again?
The Terror?
Is it the Terror? Yeah, the Blight's the other guy, right? The fat guy?
Yeah, like I don't know if...
Is he a specialist or a hero? Is he the specialist one? I can't remember which one's which.
Is he the leader?
I think he's the leader, and the other one beside the Blight is the specialist one.
I think so.
But yeah, you're saying a lot of people don't...
I have not... Now, I'm not on the Twitter, or I'm not doing TikTok and all those other things. So if on Imgur and on Instagram there's all these pictures of these that but
you've never seen one painted up really,
and we have enough people in our listening audience, our community, that send us pictures, and no one sent one in.
Like yeah, so if you have painted up a Terror, please do send it in to either deadzonepodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on the Facebook somewhere. Because, yeah, we'd like to see this guy painted up.
Because we've seen a ton of different things.
Yeah.
Daily we get these things, and I don't think I've ever seen one painted.
Yeah, it's interesting. We also got the Vermin Hero. It's a progenitor and the new Brood Mother. I think she's called a Crone Mother. Is that one? Where her staff is the bendiest piece of plastic we've ever seen on the planet.
Yeah.
That there's some hot water needed. A lot of these models need hot water, but she was the worst. For some reason, that staff, it looks like an S, pretty much.
And this plastic isn't the super soft. It's not like a bones material.
No.
But it's not that rigid either. It's
it's a PVC of some sort.
Yeah, Mantic, I think, has really hit on a nice blend. I've noticed it in the train crate, and I've noticed it in some other stuff, like... If you want to throw a bunch of it in a box and carry it around, you're not going to break anything off. It's not like the resin.
Yeah.
But it's still got the detail that you can... If you want to paint it up and make it really look nice, the possibilities are there. But like you said, that staff's going to need... If that's going to bother you, the one we got in particular from being in the bag was...
Yeah, bent to all hell.
Yeah.
Then we got the ogre armored guy. He's cool. Or I think he's an orc armored guy. And I like him a lot. I think he's a cool model. And then there's a Crystallin Woman.
Yes.
And once again, people have been complaining about the Crystallin Woman's face. That doesn't have much detail. I don't think they have detail in their face as much anyways.
Yeah, no, I've painted the Crystallin Dreadball team, and they really don't have that much in the way of...
Yeah, it's not like they have defined features. It's kind of just smoothish. So I don't think it was a miscast. I think it's just a design choice.
The aesthetic, yeah, because it's we're talking more like Groot and less like say
yeah it's kind of like just a flat piece. Yeah,
they're not, but again, we only see the ones that we got.
Yeah,
if someone says I got this and it's bizarre looking, we've had models come that the face, the detail's been mushed, and if we were just to think that one was indicative of all of them, I can understand, but I didn't see that.
Yeah. And next is the Rebs. This is the group that a lot of people have been complaining about, but I don't see it. I don't understand, but we got the big Alpha Simian, obviously. Jack loves his monkeys.
Yes.
And
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, that's right, I heard. And this one's very much like the Dreadball one, where instead of a Dreadball scoop, he's got claws. And he's very cool. So we get like three of those. We get another type of Rin, which we've got quite a few Rin now.
Rin have gone from not existing to quite the population.
Yeah, we have in a lot of different sculpts for them now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like in Dead Zone, we have a few, and then now with Star Saga, like the Warpath universe, the Planet Rin must just be just full to the brink, full of people.
So this one's got Rin, for anybody who doesn't know, have four arms. So two of these guys' arms are pistols, and the other two are knives. And it's cool. And it's got a duster on, I think. They always have good clothes, too. The Rin are always dressed nicely. They're like cowboys, but with forearms.
Desert-dwelling cowboy types.
Then we got the human throwing her grenade. I think she, in the book, in the outbreak, she's the Reb. Is she the Reb new commander, or is she a Reb specialist? I can't remember. She's on there.
Since the commander can be any number of different races, this might be the new non-sniper commander amalgam. But
I know she's painted up in that book, and I was thinking, hey, there's that model. But now we actually get her, because I remember thinking then was like, where's that model from? But now we know.
And going back to someone complaining about the models. I know Tyler was kind of vocal, and Tyler from Dreadpath Zone, he's one of those people that really sees the good in everything.
Yeah.
So to hear him complain, I was like, "Oh, these got to look bad."
And I don't see it.
If pinned down for my pal Tyler to be, I would say that's probably the model that most people were referring to. Yeah, it does have kind of a flat, kind of an army man from the plastic green army man pose. And so just I think that one might be the one that the controversial.
Then we get Sphere. Sphere also a group that we never had much of, but now we have tons of. And this one's got like a harpoon gun.
Once Lancers became a thing, they really needed to add to the Sphere lineup.
Yeah, no more having to, much to Jeff Burbage's happiness, no more needing to cut up some Dreadball teams to make a Sphere Lancer.
No need to, but I still recommend it.
Oh yeah, you get a lot more variety from those Dreadball
teams. Oh yeah, if you get Dreadball immediately.
Mix them in there, yeah.
Just debase them, paint them up, and get them in the dead zone.
Make sure they cannot be used for Dreadball.
Ever again.
And lastly in the Reb group is that Sorak. The Sorak in the room, as they say.
The Sorak in the room, yeah.
It is the craziest. It's like a sword spawn, I guess. But it's the craziest. What would you say about that?
I would say that sword spawns went from sublime to ridiculous. Remember the...
they used to be sitting there kind of with just their two knives.
The metal sword spawn model is pretty. It is just the composition of how it's standing. It's dynamic, but not. There's an implied aggression and skill without being, flamboyant. This guy...
He looks like he's breakdancing.
He's gone berserk.
Yeah, he looks like he's spinning, when you do a breakdance, you put your hand up and you spin on your other hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Axel F playing in the background, and you're on your cardboard box with the...
Yeah. So, I have one of these, and I actually cut him up and changed his stance completely, because this is just... It's fine for one, maybe. It's like the Prancing Goblin.
Having one like that would be like, oh, that's, that guy's cray-cray, and you go, yeah, that's...
That's Crazy Bob.
Crazy Bob, he's, he's a sword spawn, but, he's not like the rest of them. If you have, say, three of them, and you put field them, and they're all doing that, then it looks weird. It looks like the Sorax are just, I don't know.
Yeah. I did originally try to hot water him into a new position, but all the joints are really thick, the way he's working. I eventually had to cut him up and reposition him. Because there was just no way to move those joints around as much as I needed to.
Yeah.
Pretty much I put both hands on the ground and the sword's kind of behind him like he's charging forward. So
if you're playing Star Saga and you have one of them, and that's fine. And it's wacky. You put him with all the other ones and all the rest of them are looking pretty reasonable. Pretty static with the Sphere and the Rin. He stands out for his wackiness. But for Dead Zone...
Yeah, you want to some normalcy.
You want to go find the original Sword Spawn model.
We also got some more minions. Character creator and mission creator. They needed to add some more fodder, so they gave you a set of. This first one, I think, is it the Stage 3 Zombies? Or Stage 3 A's, because I see a weapons team there. Mortar team. So it's Stage 3 A's, the regular Plague.
Right, there's 5 Plague, the third generations, and 1 Plague Hound. And then there's the Plague Zombies, 5 Plague Zombies. Which, even for Dead Zone, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, you get extra plague. It's always good to have those. You also get a Pathfinder sprue too. All of these come unassembled, which I'm sure, once again... Well, I guess if you're getting the... These are only in the Kickstarter, so...
Yeah.
If you're getting the Kickstarter, you're probably used to having to put things together, but...
This isn't like open up a board game, seeing all the pieces put together, and then a couple sprues of some other stuff that you're like, well, what's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, so these are completely on sprues. You have to redo them, so you can do whatever you like. But it's good to get... we've talked about those sprues before. Jack isn't a crazy fan of the Stage 3 A's anymore.
Again, the new ones are about our head and shoulders bigger than the old ones. And they've got more detail, yes. And I can see it's a controversial to say that the older ones are better, but... I just found the new Plague Dog doesn't stand properly. The legs are all wonky on it. The head's a little weird. And the new Plagues are all like the poses just didn't work for me. I don't know.
Well, you got these ones to play with anyways. Maybe you can just make something new.
I still have all the old ones. I made
you
Rob.
You never did them all?
I made Rob Helpford, and I did the guy with the flamer, because the guy doing the flamer looks like he's playing air guitar, and But there was no flamer model before. But other than that,
What do you think about the zombies, new zombie sprues?
Are they new zombies?
Well, they're the same zombie sprues.
Oh, well, we got more zombies than
they're fine compared to... They're like more like the old Stage 3s.
Oh, yeah. And they've got two benefits. One, there's a torso, and then there's the legs. They all can intersperse with each other. Then they've all got heads. There's no, like... A goes with A, goes with A, goes...
Yeah.
There's you can do whatever you want. They're just ratty enough, and a lot of them have no technology that if you were like, okay, for Kings of War, I need some zombies. Mm. A lot of those pants and a lot of those torsos...
Pretty generic enough you could do.
Yeah, as long as you don't put the helmeted heads on there or put the hand with the wrench in it, you can... There's a lot you can do with those sprues. Mm. If you've got enough zombies, you can do something cool with them.
I find with the Pathfinder sprue, too, I've been using that to do for Adepticon. We're doing me and Rick Hall are doing the G.I. Joe second annual classic. This time he challenged me. He's going to be bringing Korbala, and I'm bringing Slaughter's Renegades. So I needed some generic bodies to make some G.I. Joes out of. And I think the Pathfinders are my go-to. They have pretty generic military-looking bodies that you can do a lot with, so...
But I've seen the pictures, and I don't see Sci-Fi, and I don't see Tunnel Rat, so...
No, Tunnel Rat was on the shortlist. Sci-Fi is not one of the Marauders, but Tunnel Rat is, and he was on the shortlist. I just couldn't fit him into my list point-wise, really. He's a sniper, so... Even though the funny thing about Tunnel Rat, he's supposed to be a guy going through tunnels, and he has the longest gun ever. It never made sense to me.
And there's no basketball player.
No, there's that. They never made a toy of him. So, I get the 3 Renegades, and I got Lieutenant Falcon, who I had actually sculpted his head. These will all show up later once I get them all painted in the our stuff. And I did Jinx. Jinx is with the G.I. Joe things. We don't have to do Mantic stuff. So she's made out of a ninja from Bones.
Oh,
I had to redo her hands and stuff. Such and Slaughter. And it's Triple T. I'm doing that too. So all that will show up as we get closer to Adepticon.
And we know we'll have to show Rick Hall's work.
Yes. Well, I think we have some later in the show notes.
I saw one when I did my cursory examination, but I've seen, I know I've talked to Rick, and there's some other things in the works.
But back to Star Saga, there is more of the heroes. We got another Rin. His gun was a little bendy. He's the Rin with a sniper rifle and two pistols. Actually, one pistol, and I think he's drawing a pistol or a knife out of his backpack.
Yeah.
But that gun was a little bendy. It needs some hot water going there. We got the pretty awesome Terraton with the data pad. He's got his gun out. I think he's pretty cool.
There's starting to get a nice collection of Terratons, both male and female, and in different poses with different weapons. Terratons are one of those things you could always use. Like they're a fan favorite, I think, stat wise. But certainly, if you wanted to make a strike team with more than a, you know.
Yeah. Because now we have two different Terratons, too. We have shock troopers and regular Terratons. Yeah. So. We also have Chrome. He's the guy with the big wings, shield things, robot kind of guy. He's interesting. He's a robot, so.
Say it right.
Robot.
Okay.
And we also got another robot, is the guy next to him. I forget his name, but he's looks like the Cylon from the original Battlestar.
Yes. The only Battlestar that matters.
And there's a Sudoshan, the worm-like guys from Dreadball.
Who I mistakenly thought was Forlom, but I didn't know the...
No, Forlom is the robot and Zuckuss is the other guy.
Yes.
Even though in the original toys it was the other way around. Yes, it was a long discussion about this.
Yes, and I know Zuckuss. I've still got my Zuckuss. He's one of my favorites, but... I always thought the sidekick there was Forlom.
Forlom's a robot.
Yeah.
Zuckuss was that bug head on the C-3PO body, I think, pretty much.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Forlom was the, for love of money, the robot.
Oh.
That's what Forlom means. Crazy. Crazy Star Trek.
There were shrieks. I heard gnashing of teeth and rending of clothes.
He was joking.
Yeah.
And there's also, I think, another orc. Orcs.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Goliath. We finally got a Goliath in our hands, the size of him. You could kill someone with him. Big piece of PVC.
That's a big model.
Yes, he's heavy duty. What do you think about, other than looking at him when we first got him and feeling his size, he is quite large.
You'll be able to see him across the dead zone. Like, I understand that for Star Saga, the line of sight is not going to be as crucial, but
There's no cover. Well, there is cover, but not like that kind of cover.
It's not going to work the same way. And
there's no true line of sight. Yeah,
but if you want to get a bead on this guy, it's going to be hard not to.
You'll never get full model though, probably, because there's no way he's ever going to be open.
No, those tendrils and everything hanging out all over the place.
You'd have to have a dead zone board, which is literally like 6x6 with nothing in it for him to get a clear shot.
I've seen a few of these painted, and everyone kind of goes the same way with the original Mantic paint job and stuff. But this is one of those ones that's big and it's got a lot of detail that one day I'm going to see one and go, oh, of course, that's how it should have been. Like, you know, for years afterwards, the Stage 1As and the Abominations, and still to this day, I'm like, Oh, those colors look nice.
I do that with Asterians. I think we'll get some of those later where I'm like, oh, that's an interesting take on Asterians.
Yeah.
We also got that was it for, I think, the pledges. We also picked up the mercenary packs because there was a few mercenaries we actually didn't have, including the Ogre and a few others. So once we got another Hund in here. And we did get the Ogre and we got a bunch of other, all metal. The Ogre is the one thing I really noticed about the Ogre is that the flash on that guy, it's like he's got it encased in carbonite. There's like a flash line around him. You could build another model out of the amount of flash on him.
Ew.
But it's fine. It's easy to trim off. It's metal. So we finally got all the mercenaries now. And so that's always good.
I think we have every mercenary ever made.
Yep, I believe so now. And the neat thing about these is, I didn't expect, they all come with cards for the old Star Saga. So you got Chief Radagast, or whatever his name is, Bjorn Starnfall, Nemrath, Boomer. Yes, Boomer, we have another Boomer. Jack can finally build Boomer, because he loves him. The Hellfather, Edic Pamir, which we have another one of those. We got one of those when they were doing the metal stuff. The Hunt Bounty Hunter, another Nikolovsky. We've got quite a few Nikolovskys for some reason.
Yeah.
Chief Mamalaka Malaka, the ogre guy. Another Teraton, so that's the, I don't know how many Teratons is that? The different version of the Piper with the metal rats, so that's a different version.
Yeah, the rat swarms in metal, which I don't know. At the time, I was like, okay, these are the rat swarms, but then I'm wondering if it's a different sculpt or not. I haven't put this.
They seem smaller to me.
There's a something different about them that I couldn't put my finger on. So
you have to sit them next to each other.
One day I will have to.
And then of course the ogre. What's his name? Scorm? Scum? Scum? Is his name Scum? And that's about it. That's our unboxing or our detailing of the Star Saga. We have so much Star Saga. I know I wasn't supposed to, but I mixed all the cards in together. The way Jack and I will play, we'll just like it'll be chaos. Just go through the books and be chaos, because you're supposed to keep all the cards separate.
Oh.
All the Nexus cards and stuff. But too much effort.
Oh, so if you were to claim to go through the campaign, then you could put that little expansion, run that little expansion, then the second one, and then you unfold it gradually rather than, like, pizzow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see how it goes. All that stuff, all the cards and everything fit back into the box, but all the miniatures do not, obviously.
No.
So I had to get some foam and put the miniatures in foam now. And that's just the ones already painted. We're going to need another whole box of foam just to put all the other miniatures that we just got.
Yeah, we were having this discussion earlier. I think I think I'm going to have to purchase at least some foam trays. I don't need to the capability to carry this stuff anymore. There's enough. And it's organized in such a way that if someone said, hey, I want to go play Dead Zone someplace, I can pick up a bag, got my name on it, boom, and I have enough strike teams. But I do need something, like some foam to start fitting some guys in storage. Storage now rather than mobility.
Yeah, it's crazy. Especially with these board games, it gets out of hand quickly.
It got out of hand real quick. When we started pawing through all the miniatures, I was just like, oh my God, what do we need all these for? But
For Dead Zone, it's going to be a lot more variety, at least. Especially the Rebs. Rebs were really lacking in... They had a variety of characters, but not a variety of sculpts. When we laid all our guys out, we did notice that it was very lacking in the Rebs department. We didn't have as many Rebs, different types of Rebs as everything else.
Yeah, so that's changed astronomically at this point. I think if you were probably put them side by side, you've probably doubled the amount of sculpts with that new Reb leader... That can be a replacement for Obi-Wan Kenobi if you're feeling like that, or because there's a few of the troopers that are repeated generously.
Yeah, plus as a trooper, and you don't have to be human, so
then you can throw like the Rins and stuff,
spheres. Don't have to be sphere lancers, but
yeah, so like you can really, again, some people it doesn't matter. Some people listen to this going, who gives a shit? I choose the one that's got the lowest profile, the thinnest one, with the shortest gun, so that no one can get a bead on me. Okay, for you, just indulge us for a second. Making a strike team that has all the different poses, you can name them different things.
Not bored that you look at the same guy over and over again.
Yeah, and you make between the bases having a little bit of je ne sais quoi, the different models and stuff, and then you can... It's much nicer than on a chessboard moving up a pawn looks like a pawn. End of rant.
But yeah, so we have a lot for Dead Zone and Star Saga, obviously. And as they said many times, all the rules committee, these are all going to be getting stats for Dead Zone in the next book coming out in, as we talked about last show, in June, I think they said finally, or May, maybe. They said earlier summer, so we'll see. The new containment protocols. Did it have a name? It did have a name, but I can't remember what the name was.
Escalation.
Escalator.
Yes.
The kids on the escalator again. Anyways. That's a throwback to the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. There's people who have lived and died, whole generations have gone since the last time that was relevant.
But yeah, so it's we got some lots of fun stuff to look forward to. In the coming months, I think we'll get much more background on what's happening with that, with the Mantic blog. I'm sure by the time this comes out, we'll have had actually some of that come out.
Yes, and some of the stuff we're not allowed to talk about, we'll be able to talk about.
Yes, so we have some excitement in the future to talk about.
Yes.
And, yeah, so we'll take a little music interlude, and we'll come back with some shout-outs.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
So much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
It is shout-outs time.
Jack, would you like to bring us back?
Yes. Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. We are episode 91. We are balls deep into this episode, and it's time to get to the nitty-gritty. We're going to do what we like to do. We're going to expand upon the community and see what's going on out there in the ether.
Yep, the first one is from our friend, and always showing off amazing things, Boston Mitchers, Cedric. He got himself his hands on a aberration. Have you seen this thing, Jack?
Yes.
He pretty much reposed the whole thing. He had to use green stuff to do it. Instead of putting his hands on the ground anymore, he's up in a triumphant Rocky pose.
That's how he explained it to me, that it was an aberration from Philadelphia.
Yep. It looks like he just ran up some steps to some music. And, he's screaming to the heavens with his fists. He had a green stuff new fist because that fists are on the ground.
Yes, they are kind of flattened.
So he had to fix that. Plus, he had to fix his joints everywhere, rebuild his chest pretty much, because the way he's standing, it's pretty impressive. And, he's a crazy aberration. So Cedric's always doing crazy stuff. He doesn't rest on his laurels. He keeps going.
No, and he, rightfully so, he won for his diorama from Mantic on the golden paintbrush
a brush with death.
Of death. And he's always inspirational, but also impressive when you see stuff in picture form and online. Coach told me that he's met him in person and said it does not do justice when you see his work in picture form. So
he said it looks even better in person.
I can only imagine.
We'll have to get out to the East Coast sometime to see him. Coach met him at that Massachusetts tournament, I believe it was in, where he went up last summer. We also get something from Henrik Hammerin. Hopefully that's how you pronounce your name. There is an accent, but that sounds very Nordic.
An accent?
A Scandinavian, so I think I was pretty close. It wasn't a French accent.
No, it's not an accent goûté.
It's accent aigu.
Aigu, but it wasn't an umlaut either, though.
It was not an umlaut.
Okay.
So he did some Asterians, and as I was saying earlier, I do like to see me some interesting paint jobs on Asterians. And these guys look amazing. They're black, but they have purple accents with yellow. And I think they look great.
Yeah. I've seen the black and purple before, black and blue before. Like those seem to be like what you would do. And then you just throw like that giant pauldron, yellow pauldron on the tips, the weapons. It punches it right up.
Yeah, it adds that flair to it. I like it.
And the bases are painted in the red Martian soil of the outbreak containment, the mat that came, for those who didn't purchase that, I don't know why you wouldn't have, but
Dead Zone 2 box.
The mat isn't the gray that everyone's accustomed to seeing, so it's got a reddish Martian, and I think that helps make the model stand out. It's not blending in, it's not washing out.
And he did some blue like highlights on the black, and I think it may be color shift paint, because it does give some, especially on the drone, you get some weird color variations along that black, so there might be some pearlescent or color shift going on there.
Because there's greens and stuff, yeah, too. Yeah, it could be.
So,
and I hate when people are able to paint gems like that.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a real gem.
Yeah, well, it looks like he's stuck with some, like a real gem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks
I've changed my mind.
You hate this guy because he did too well?
Henrik, your mocking and ridiculing of my subpar painting skills has gone too far.
You're banned.
Yeah, that's it. This is the last time you'll be on this show.
No, we hope to see more from him. That is a new name, so we hope to see more.
Thank you.
We also got another accent. We got Sagan Ventura, I believe it's pronounced. He did a lot of Star Saga miniatures, and I really like it. He did the classic blue gloves on all his scientists.
Yep.
His, what is it? Gloves of blue, 2x2, what is it?
Leaves of four, eat some more.
Something like that. But yes, he did all his things. He did his experiments in a brownish kind of carapace. I like that. But he kept the theme. Blue theme is for his Maison Corporation here.
And that's... having had those models, there's a ton of straps on those guys.
Yep,
and
on small, the GCPS guys, yeah.
Just an inordinate amount. I wasn't going to be...
No, me either.
Tinkering around with all that stuff.
But he did blue with like a beige-ish straps. I think that looked, turned out really nice.
I'll give me one or two models and yeah, they'll come out and I'll take the time. There's like 10 of them. No, thank you. I can't do it. And he certainly did.
Yep. It looked really nice. And he did a Strider and he did him in that blue color again, but with red highlights, the red visor and red pauldron ends. It looks pretty nice. And really good job.
He's added these cables coming off the chainsaw, wrapping around the back.
Yeah, I don't even notice that. You're right. Yeah.
I don't even know where those are from, but that looks really
neat. Might be some green stuff going on there.
Could be.
And he also did his tanks and stuff, the scenery, and he did them in blue, like watery color, and in a nice, like almost like oil painting kind of look to them. And I think that turned out nice. And he drew in all the panels and stuff to show like details.
He freehanded all the control panels, various buttons and gauges and little silhouettes.
Yep, and he did on the bookshelves. He painted all the individual books, and I like they used like an orange kind of for the doors with the stainless steel accents. It looks like you'd look to see that in the lab. Dirtied it up enough to look like it's been used. Really, really well done. And then the weapon racks, he painted every individual gun on the weapon racks and painted better than I would paint a gun on a miniature. He did it on the weapon racks.
And he wrote breach on the control panel.
Yep. So they know that you're there now.
Yeah. So it's going down.
So really well done for the Star Saga. You can see what you can be achieved with the those models.
For a board game. Just something that ordinary meeples could have accomplished. And this is what people are doing. That's pretty amazing.
Yep. And last but not least, we have Rick Hall. We mentioned him before. He's working on his Cobra Law. He did Nemesis Enforcer and Globulus. His Nemesis Enforcer is looking mean. He looks perfect. He's obviously a leaper, a base. Put some wings on him. And... ready to fight. Heavily modified, obviously. Great paint job. Screaming head. I don't know if... Is that a leaper head?
That is a leaper head.
Is it?
But the mask top is either painted in to resemble, like to use the natural contours to make the helmet, or some sculpting was done. I don't know for certain. But I don't remember Nemesis Enforcer having those backwards blades on his...
Oh, yeah. He had elbow blades.
Oh.
That was the best part about him.
That's all I'll give him.
Well, that's true. He's the only good Cobra Law. And the next is Globulus, the leader of Cobra Law. This is once again, a plague body, but then he used a snake. I don't know how he got that snake bottom part.
It must be like a 1T or something from like
some
a
other game, yeah.
Or something, but it...
And then he switched out the head. I think he said he had some GW heads that he was putting on these guys. And a really good job. My Slaughter's Renegades are going to beat him up, but they'll look good doing it, at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Globulus, he used to spit spores.
Yes, he had some weird powers.
Like, come on.
And, yeah, it was kind of, yeah, it was disgusting. Wouldn't he, like, puke it on his hand and whip it at people?
How's that going to compete with,
Sergeant Slaughter's body slamming people?
Yeah, like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer. So that's happening at Adepticon. Please do come. I think we're going to play it at Mantic Night at Adepticon. I think that's the plan. We'll see how much alcohol has been imbibed.
We can't do what we did last year. There's no way the human body can...
Withstand
that twice.
I blame Ronnie, and Ronnie did buy me a bottle of rum that I'm going to be bringing to force drink him. So,
that was Mantic After Dark. We might have to do that again. But I mean the day drinking.
Oh yes, I was drinking out of a Chick-fil-A cup that was pretty much 90% warm rum. So that wasn't a good start to the evening.
Because at that point, we'd have been there days and days, and we knew everyone, and we had shown the good face that we have to everyone, and everyone saw us in our peak, and then we just let Dr. Jekyll turned into Mr. Hyde. And
yep, it was good times.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can have a good times like that again, and please come to Mantic Open Night. And Adepticon in general. Come see us.
Yeah, why not?
We'll be playing games. I'm sure. I think Jack is planning to play some Vanguard.
I want to play some Vanguard. In a perfect world, if I knew for sure that there were some stinking ogres just looking for an ass whooping, then I would bring my Vanguard.
Yeah. If there was just someone you knew who had ogres.
Someone who just... And if the more they look like Uruk-hai, but just with more feces on them, that would even be better.
Yep. And like I said, I'll be playing at least one game against Rick for some Dead Zone G.I. Joe. Please, Mantic, pick up that license, because we don't want to have to keep making these. Or at least Transformers. Maybe next year we'll do some Transformers. That might be a little harder, but...
Ooh. I'll be F1.
F1? Is there one called F1? I don't know. I'm not up on Transformers like I am on G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Jetfire, he's the only one I know. We're also going to be planning to... Jack and I are running Mech Zone, the mech battles, so if you're interested in that, it's going on Friday and Saturday. Don't sign up for the Friday ones.
Yeah, no. We
want Friday off, so...
If we can avoid doing it Friday, that'd be...
Yeah, sign up for the Saturday ones, because Friday is also during Vanguard and Dead Zone, so everybody's going to be playing those anyways. Come to Saturday, we'll play some Mech Zone. It's sort of based on the old rules, but a whole new format, and it should be fun. No need to bring your own mechs. We have them supplied with pilots, and it's going to be fun. And also, we're going to be doing our anime mech battle. We're going to be taking Striders, and thanks to Brian Novak and Rick Hall starting this, they started designing Striders to look like anime characters, especially Gundams. So Jack and I are going to get on that. I think Jeff Burbage, I think, said he's going to get on it, and we'll see who else jumps in. We'll be playing some mech battles with those two at some point. So probably after dark, one of the nights. Should be fun times.
So, yes, the only anime I've seen is Princess Mononoke. So to be able to turn a Strider into a forest spirit is going to be very difficult.
What about Totoro or someone like that?
Totoro, oh, yeah.
He's going to get some fake fur.
give him the white mask and the black cloak from Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, yeah.
Some gold coins. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
That is what we're doing, right? Anime?
Yeah, it's based on any anime, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not revealing what I'm doing, but I know Brian Novak, he's got quite a few different ones, and I'm sure if you came along and didn't have a Mac, he might let you borrow one, but he's done a Goof from Gundam, and I think he's done a 79, too, maybe, or maybe an Easy 8, one of those. And I know Jeff's done one, at least, so, or not Jeff, Rick, and Jeff said he was going to do one. I think Jeff said he was doing the one with all the machine guns, it's got like five or six, like Gatling guns hanging off the side, so that'll be fun to see. And it's going to be, I think we're going to try to do it WYSIWYG, so it's, we'll just, whatever you got on your mech, we'll put the rules on there. So I don't think it'll be a very even fight, but it'll be fun.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
And, yeah, so that's Adepticon coming up. We are designing mech zone. We'll have more of that in the new year. Once we get them all painted up, we'll show them off, and we'll probably put the rules up for people to beta test. The rules themselves are just Dead Zone, pretty much simplified Dead Zone. But we want to make sure all the mechs are balanced. That's going to be our main focus on the playtesting.
And even if we're still playtesting before Adepticon, after Adepticon, the rules will be all available. And if you've got two mats for Dead Zone and some mechs, you'll be able to recreate it at home. It's like the play at home version of Family Feud.
That's right. And I know also at Adepticon, Pat designed Dead Zone the movie, which is sort of like every 80 action flick where you're fighting to see how long you could survive. I believe it's against wave of plague. I think it's plague zombies, maybe. We'll see. I'm not sure about that. That's why we hope to get into some of those games too. But unfortunately, we're playing some of those.
Yeah, I did make a character. I've got my guy has two pistols and doves. So
yep. So, you could actually probably do that with a
every
two pistols and then the from the plague birds, murder birds,
yeah, murder birds, yeah.
The extra little dove. You just have those hanging above his head.
Yep. So I'll be constantly leaping across. Yeah, furniture.
You have to have them leaping sideways with the guns out.
So, but if I can't do that, then
I was thinking about a guy with a like the Australian hats with a chewing some chaw with a big machine gun.
Big Gatling.
Yep.
But the question is, do you have time to bleed?
No, I ain't got time to bleed.
Oh.
I
didn't even get that one.
But if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Okay.
So, if I could find my keys, I'd drive out of here.
Oh, Shane Black.
Yes. Anyways, so that's going to be fun. And like I say, you don't have to be Adepticon because all these will be, we'll put all the rules up so everybody can play these at home.
Yeah.
And yeah, come the new year, it's almost the future, Jack.
It is almost the future, but right now we've got to get through the holidays.
That's true. We have to make it through, and then it's New Year's, and now we have to make it through New Year's because your sister tries to murder me every year.
It's more of an assisted suicide situation, if you're really going to be honest.
She's my Kevorkian.
Yes, you've asked for it. You've demanded.
I hooked up the.
Yeah, and she's just providing the pores.
Yep, and it's going to be a quick. Adepticon's going to come quick. We have a lot to do, Jack.
We do have a lot to do, but we've got 3 months to do it. So
yeah, and in the meantime, there'll be more. Dead's on the podcast. There's going to be more team building exercise.
Yes, the one that's going to be released
pretty soon after this. Couple days after.
Pretty soon after this, it's Enforcers are.
It was Enforcers. Yes. How unfortunate.
It's aight.
Yes, it was a good episode, but Enforcers, man, what did they do to you? What did they do to you? Show us on this puppet. And I think after that, I forget what we chose to do next month, but you'll find out. Listen to team building exercise.
I could tell you right now.
Nah, leave it. Just leave them hanging, Jack. That's your whole thing.
Oh, tease. Okay. I tease it.
You taught us that.
That's true.
We learned it from you. And thanks to everyone who's for this year. It's been a good year of Dead Zone. This has been a resurgence in Dead Zone 2018. Let's hope we can bring it into 2019. Show Mantic that. Sure, Vanguard's good. Sure, Kings of War is popular. But Dead Zone is the sci-fi game in the Mantic universe.
Yeah, it's the only one, actually.
Yeah, Firefight who?
But, I would just... thank you for listening. Thank you for those who participate by sending us stuff and interact with us. Thank you for sure our patrons who've decided that we're worth a little bit to offset the hosting costs. Thank you for everyone who's had very kind words, and we've had it's just very pleasurable to be able to reach out and do this with the community. And
that's true. I can tell you right now, we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you guys. It started off as a labor of love. Now it's just a thing we do for you.
It's it's purely an obligation at this point. Where we're if given our druthers, we would
Jack would be playing his guild ball, and
we would just pack it in, and
I'd just be online playing BattleTech. So
yeah,
no, we do love it. We love you guys. We love Mantic, and let's see Dead Zone get that. To that next level next year.
Next year, yes. We're going to push even harder until people are like, oh my god, Dead Zone is the game for... Yeah.
It's Mantic's a... Mantic might be known for Walking Dead and Hellboy coming up, but their own IPs, it's going to be Vanguard and Dead Zone.
Yeah.
Kings of War is going away. Firefight's dead. Those are the ones you focus on, Mantic. Remember that.
That's pretty blunt. That is...
No, it's good.
Yeah, and we do know what's coming down the pipe for Dead Zone, and we do have a bit of an inside track on a lot of stuff, and it's getting better. There is more.
I wouldn't say it's getting better, but I think it's maintaining its goodness.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if better is the word.
Then I shan't say better. I will.
It's maintaining its level of amazingness.
Yeah,
and new releases all the time, which is that's why it is getting better. Right in that. Maybe the game isn't getting better because it already is pretty damn good.
But yeah, there's no need to tinker too much with the game, but the actual...
Release schedule and the amount of rules coming out. Like I said, it's all those Star Saga miniatures getting rules.
Yeah, it's
the working those rules committee guys to the bone. Their fingers are literally just bones at this point.
Yep. It's just, they look like Skeletor.
They've all been chained to their typewriters. All 1,000 of them have been chained to their typewriters.
Did you just call the rules committee monkeys?
Hey, you're not supposed to point out my monkey. No. Jack likes monkeys. It's all right, guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry I pointed out your monkey.
I was trying to be subtle. Anyways, till next time, I've been Rob.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Speaking of not being subtle, Jack, you just told everyone that you're Santa Claus. That's supposed to be your secret.
Oh, well, then we better not allude to what I do to the elves when no one's looking.
Well, you do make them dress up really subtly.
That is true.
It's true.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at deadzonepodcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.